I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Did you know that most traditional creams or serums are made up of 70% water, with 15% going to emulsifiers and preservatives? That what makes up the goo of the cream, which leaves only 15% for the active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But what if there was a better way? Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers, tiny natural fibers 500 times smaller than a human hair. Their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly on these natural nanofibers. The result? A formulation free of water, emulsifiers, or preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but are five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it's fast. Upon application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. 19.4%. I said it again. It's worth checking out the Instagram Fiber Skin, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. It's easier to apply than by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into your skin quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack, a precursor to the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. And with their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. If you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be most effective if you use it 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you the monthly pack to remind you. You can pause or cancel at any time, giving you control over your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code BACK for 15% off. Again, that's fiberskincare.com, code BACK for 15% off.
Baby, let's just dance, dance. Let's just dance, baby. I just wanna dance, 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 dance.
Can you feel it? Can you take it? Can you come and embrace it? All of this electricity. Do it right now, right, right, right now. Turn the volume up, lock, give me your electricity.
Hello, little bitch. Welcome back to the bar. are. This is bitch number one, Christy.
And bitch number two, Kelly.
Hello. We hope that you're having an amazing, what's today? The 15th? Oh, it's the 10th for us. It's the 15th for them.
Oh. I don't know. Let me look at my calendar.
This is the 15th
for
them.
The 15th.
Oh, it's tax day. Happy tax day.
Oh, yuck. I didn't get mine done.
No, I file extensions every year just because I just do. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I should say that on the, I mean, I file every year. I just take them, usually takes about a month longer. May is like my tax month.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, well, I feel like since we just recorded on the eclipse day that we don't have that much different stuff to talk about. Did you do your toilet paper roll?
No.
Did you see the eclipse?
No. I watched it on the news.
Well, I went outside and I was like, huh, it's getting dark out here. I wonder if the birds are nesting, you know, because like they're confused.
See, it didn't even get dark here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we only had like, I think they said like a 50%.
Well, we had like a 98%. You know, Erie was completely black.
Yeah.
But I went out and of course I'm like, let me look. So I look right into the fucking sun.
So did Paige.
Yeah. Okay.
Paige is like, Mom, I have a headache. I'm like, why? She's like, well, I looked at the eclipse. I'm like, oh my God, Paige. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that's all they say on the news is don't look at it. And what do? You look at it.
I looked at it. I didn't have a headache. But here's the funny thing is I looked at it and I was like, the moon's not even there. I was like, it's still the sun. Well, you couldn't see the moon unless you had the magic glasses. Without the glasses, it just looked like the sun. So yeah, dumbass. I'm like, there's not even an eclipse happening. And then I put on the glasses and I'm like, oh, it's just like a little, it looked like a half, like a little tiny sliver of a moon. I don't know. It was cool. I mean, for like 3 minutes and then I was over it. I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
And then there was some guy, oh my God, because we were in like the field in downtown Mars and there was some guy who was doing like yoga shit and playing like spiritual music to it. And I was like, well, I mean, everybody freaks out when the planets are in retrograde. There's got to be something crazy about an eclipse.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he like harnessed the power of the moon, who knows, but I hope it all went well for him.
Me too.
We have lots to get through. And I know that you are not having the best day.
No.
Kelly's having a bad day. So we're going to try to be kind to you and not make this an 8-hour episode.
That would be great.
Yeah. But we're going to start off by thanking our patrons. And these are people who went over to patreon.com/backtothebar and joined our exclusive Patreon channel, where they're getting an after party. They're getting video content. They're also getting never before shared photos, videos. They get the after party video as well if they're diamond level. And they also get a shout out, which we're going to do now. I think one day we should have you read these just for fun.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So let's thank Sylvia, Jenica, Noelle, Kenzie, Karina, Trinity, Tally, Madeline, Stephanie, Fernanda, Amber, Hannah, Jenny, Carr, Ashley, Tanya, Shay, Fena X, Alex, Kelly, Brandon, Casamore, Natasha, Ashley, Julia, Katie, Rachel, Jen, Kat, George, LS207, Whitley, Cassandra, Katrina, Julia, Kelly, Samantha, Alexis, Lily, Zell, Queen Alyssa, Brooke, Marius, Andrea, Miss Coco. Let's see who else. And then we also have Marissa, Aaron, Ruth, Dylan, Vanessa, Mans, Jean, Mary Louise, Ella, Anna, Amari, Corey, Sarah, Rebecca, Kylie, Marissa, Marison, Get Your Finger Out of My Face, Jamie, I think we've already had one of those, but this is a different one. Brianna, Abby, Jess, Chloe, Deanna, Layla, Ali K, Elizabeth, Fabiana, Chrissy, Brandy Lynn, Jamie, Lori, Anna, Bailey, Anna, Matthew, Zoe, Claire, Jamon, Mama Casey, Brianne, Yogurt, Twisted Bitches, Chandler, Juliana, Jessica, Callie, T Swizzle, Forevermore. Sorry, I couldn't read them. It was all squished together. Leanne R, Kelsey, and Bridget. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're all wonderful little patrons. All right, let me just screenshot this so I don't forget my place next time. Oh, wait, I didn't even screenshot it. Hold on. I think I did it. Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, you do shift command 4 and then you press the space bar and it, well, at least that's how it works on my computer. I don't know. Everybody's screaming at home, like, that's not how you do it. That's how I do it. Okay. That's how I do it. Okay. So Kelly, I know you're having a drink today.
Yes. I have a well needed one.
What
I am
you
having my favorite. Ménage à trois.
Ménage à trois. Oh my God. That's such an old school Kelly drink.
I know. My favorite.
You do love a ménage.
Yes.
I mean, you don't really love a ménage à trois. Nah. But you do like.
How about whenever the crew asked, Paige heard them talking. They were asking about ménage à trois. And Paige is like, oh, my mom loves that. And they were like,
oh my God, I remember that. I forgot.
She meant the wine. That. They meant something else.
Well, you know, oh God, wait, let me put a note for an after party. I'm going to tell you something funny at the after party about something Chloe found with the crew once.
Okay.
Oh, it's very scandalous.
Oh, yeah.
And I did not find out about it until about, oh, I don't know, the last year. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, you found what? She's like, oh yeah. I was like, holy shit. Like, I would be embarrassed to find that.
Yeah.
All right. So a ménage à trois. Yes, but I will tell you what Chloe told me.
What are you drinking?
Drinking La Marca Prosecco.
Oh, I have that.
You do?
I do. Okay. I told you I'm into Prosecco lately.
Yeah, I like Prosecco, but I actually, I accidentally grabbed this, but there was Diane actually had this party because she had gone to Italy this like Christmas time. And there was this guy in Italy who I guess his family owns this vineyard, but they basically come and do like a wine Tupperware party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so she
my kind of party.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that was smart because everybody who bought bottles of wine, then they got like wine credit. Her and Kathy hosted it. Not Kathy from Candy Apples, but like her friend Kathy.
Her friend Kathy.
I'm just clarifying because everyone's going to be like, what? You know, and they had like all this different food, but then everybody bought bottles of wine and they got credit. But I thought that's what I had grabbed, but it's not. It's just La Marca. I like it. I like La Marca. I think it's nice and light.
Yeah.
Oh, we should tell everybody. Okay. So one of my friends, Lindsay, who she's actually our graphic designer, but I mean, I've become friends with Lindsay over the years. So hi, Lindsay, I know you listen and she's doing some stuff for us, sent me the cutest birthday present that we shared this weekend.
We did at the meet and greet.
Yeah, she sent me a bottle of champagne and it was a customized label and it said, when the birthday drinks start to hit. And it was the picture of you and I after we sipped the martini.
Yeah,
in Florida going like, but it was the cutest thing because it was us on the label.
Yeah, that's cute.
It was really, really cute. So I saved
want
it.
One.
Yeah. Well, your birthday's coming up.
I know.
So I saved it to drink with you. And we did.
We did.
That was fun. All right, Kel, we are ready to do this candy apples episode. No room for rotten apples. This is episode 975,642
yes.
out of 400 billion episodes in season 3.
Again, I'm so glad we're not really in this.
This was the easiest episode to watch.
I know.
I cannot wait for when we're gone.
I know.
I cannot wait. It's going to be like watching a brand new show. I'm going to love it. I'll be able to talk about everybody like they're idiots.
I know.
Although I think we talk about everybody like they're idiots now, especially.
Exactly.
Us.
But at least we won't have to talk about us being idiots.
Oh my God. I feel like we're just on an apology tour. Like, yes, I know. I was an idiot. So sorry. Please don't hold it against me. I'm aware. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then somebody was complaining, like, why do you guys give yourself free passes for your behavior? And I'm like, I think we hold ourselves very accountable.
Yeah. I do too.
Wrong. That's wrong. Your hair looks shorter. Did you cut your hair?
No, I don't know. Like I said, I had a bad day today. So maybe it's just the way I blew it dry.
I don't know. It looks shorter. Well, I actually had a call yesterday with people from Lifetime about like the reunion promotion stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody you're talking to her today was talking about how your haircut holds up. I was like, what, that cute trendy haircut that's kind of long in the short in the front or long in the back, short what was it,
short long short in the front, back
short back. Yeah. I still die every time I see the clip of her calling 911. She's got like this cool trendy haircut.
What an idiot. Yeah.
It's actually amazing because you couldn't make it up if you tried.
I know.
No. I mean, you just couldn't make it up if you tried. All right. Yeah. So let's get into the candy apples episode. No room for rotten apples. We're not in it. Hooray. But we do open in LA with Abby's ultimate dance competition, which is kind of a funny thing to me because we don't talk about, it's like Fight Club. You know, we don't talk about the fact that we're quote unquote famous from Dance Moms, but yet our dance teacher who's from Pittsburgh, somehow the audience without connecting the dots and breaking the fourth wall thinks that she has, because she's so amazing in the dance competition world, her own TV show about dance competitions. But we're not supposed to talk about it.
No.
It's just something that happens.
It's just she's allowed.
Right. And we see that Maddie is there rehearsing her solo, Survive. Now, should we talk about it now or on? We can talk about it now, about the controversy of Maddie going there.
Yeah, we could talk about it now, I guess.
I mean, that usually is like an after party convo, but I feel like we should just give it to our listeners. The moms had all collectively agreed that all five of us.
All of us, yes, definitely.
All five of us on a phone call. And we all agreed that we were not going to have any of our children perform on Abby's Ultimate because we as a group felt that it was exploiting our kids to benefit another show.
Yes.
Like riding off the back of their popularity. Go ahead. What else?
I was just going to say, like, and everything we supposedly did on the show was to be collective. Like, we had the same contract. Everything was the same.
Supposedly.
So yes. We were all supposed to do everything together.
Right. And so we had all agreed that we were not going to send our children to Abby's Ultimate because we felt that our kids had been given up a big portion, significant amount of their childhood to make Dance Moms a success. And so why were we going to just allow them to go and let other, not just Abby's show, but like everybody involved in that show benefit from our kids? That was a collective agreement. Whether you agree with our reasoning or not, it doesn't matter. That was a collective agreement. And they called me because they wanted Chloe and Maddie to do Black Swan. And I said, no, I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. This is what we agreed. And then I came to find out that Melissa agreed to allow Maddie to go. And we were all upset until we got on the phone call. And then do you remember Jill? She's like, well, I would have let Kendall do it. It was a great opportunity. And I'm like, what?
But why did we have the conversation and all agree to, let's say no?
Right. So there I was saying point blank no. And had you been asked, you would have said no, but I had no idea about Holly. But Jill basically said if she would have been asked, she would have said yes. And Melissa said yes and sent Maddie. Mm-hmm. And so it caused me an incredible amount of backlash from Abby and other people because I didn't allow Chloe to go because that's what we had agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how Maddie ended up doing Survive there.
Her solo, yeah.
Yep. And so she's in the studio with Alex Calise, who is playing the guitar and singing. Abby's watching. And Abby tells us in her interview, she's filming season 2 of AUDC and wanted to have performances by people not competing on the show. And when asked, Maddie came. She did. Did the other kids want to come? I guess not. I think Maddie was definitely the smart one, getting to meet new people, getting to see these incredible dancers from around the country and networking. And then she goes on, in every job situation, it's not always what you know, but who you know. And then she's like, Kathy's the only, there's only one me and you're never going to catch me. So then we see them back in the studio rehearsing. Did you happen to catch Abby's feet?
Yes, she had no shoes on.
I almost threw up in my own mouth.
Well, let's just go back to whenever she had her shoes off in the hotel room and I had to put her shoes in a bag and lock them in the closet.
You are not the only person to say that.
I know.
She needed some pet deodorizer in her shoes.
Yes, yes.
She needed something, but her feet were bare. And I was like, well, at least her shoes aren't on that $64,000 floor. What can I say? And then Abby tells Maddie
Before that, though, I loved when she had to say, I'm in LA with my own TV show. We're like, okay,
of course.
Point three rating.
Mm-hmm.
Point three. I should tell that story in the after show. I just marked it. I'll tell that story.
Okay.
Because she wanted to punch me in the face when I said that. And so she says to Maddie, you've got to suck her down, okay? So let's not try to do too much playing. Let's dance and make everyone else look bad. That is a horrible thing to say.
Why is it making us look bad that we stuck together?
No, I think how I took that, that's funny you took it that way. What I thought was that she was saying, you're a better dancer than anybody on this, so make them all look bad. That's how I took it.
Yeah.
But either way, like, why are we bad? Because we stuck together. But Abby, these kids are people who supposedly people are tuning in to watch. Don't you want them to look good? Like,
yeah.
Why do you want to make them look bad?
Yeah.
I just thought it showed a lot about her character. So now we cut to Canton, Ohio. And I have to say, when they cut to Canton, did you notice that they did not in this clip? Later on, they do it. But in this particular clip, they showed downtown Canton. It looked nice.
Yes, no farm animals.
No farm animals. It was like a little cute town square. Uh-huh. There were lights. I was like, well, we can't be in Ohio.
Where's the
horse
animals?
And donkey? So Kathy tells us, I really want Candy Apples to be a household name. And I'm like, hey, Kath, by the way, it is because you're on Dance Moms saying Candy Apples. So yes, I think people love the name Candy Apples at this point. And I want Candy Apples to be professional dancers. I didn't cut anybody last week, but only the best dancers for Candy Apple Corps. Not everybody's safe this week. And I just wrote, why are we calling it Candy Apple Corps? That's so stupid.
I don't like that either.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It makes it sound like they're like the little remnants that you
throw
away.
The core that's left over. Yeah.
With like the little gross, like sticky
marks. Yeah.
Yeah. So now in the dance studio, the Candy Apple kids and their parents are standing in the studio like we did. So they clearly got the memo and that Anthony's going through a big book of notes. And Kathy says, I've made no bones in letting him know what our roles are. I'm the owner and he is my employee. And he needs to remember that. And I wrote the note, right. And Abby works for me. Remember I told her, you work for me. I pay your bills.
Exactly. You do.
We do. And the customer is always right.
Always right. Yes. If you ever worked in retail, that was like the number one thing.
I told you. Did you hear that Abby said something nice about us?
I did.
I texted you. Somebody left that comment in our Patreon that on her podcast, Abby said something nice about Kelly and I. Now, you guys, it was a freaking lunar eclipse this week. So clearly everything is out of
something was going on. Yeah.
Yes. What she said, and I don't specifically know, but it was in the gist of that if anybody needed help or a costume, that Kelly and I were the first to jump in and make sure a kid like was outfitted, costumed, looked right for the part. I thought that was nice.
It was very nice.
I was waiting for the butt.
Yeah. I'm sure in her head, there was definitely some butts.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So now Kathy says, so here we go again, pyramid time. I'm losing the pyramid and I'm introducing the apple tree. And a little part of me died inside.
Yeah.
Do you remember that game from when we were little, Hi-Ho Cherry-O?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it reminded me of.
Where you picked the cherries off of the tree.
Cute. Yeah. And then the bird came and stole them out of your bucket.
Yeah.
So at the top is Nikki. And Kathy said, obviously, no question from the peanut gallery. And then they show a flashback to the group dance. And Nikki's placement is likely because she placed first with her unaired solo and received the highest score in that competition. And I think next is Hadley. And why I'm saying I think is I wrote the quote, stunning apple, because I think Kathy called her a stunning apple.
I think she was next.
Yeah, a stunning apple. And then Yvette says, who is Hadley's mom? Kathy isn't like Abby, who only cares about winning, even if it means tearing a kid down in the process. Abby tried to break Hadley. I agree with everything she said.
I do too.
But I don't agree with her hair in her interview. I'm sorry.
It was like she had the little turd like Abby always has, the bang turd.
Yeah. They must have taken the like half inch barrel curling iron, wrapped it around, sprayed it, and just pulled it out. And
I don't understand why they don't brush it out.
I don't know. I don't understand why you picked that size. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And then we get the flashback of the roadkill thing. So then up next is Nakia. She's third. And Kathy says, even though she's absent, Nakia dropped everything last week and came to represent Candy Apples. So there's always going to be a spot for her. Meanwhile, if we go to the bathroom, we're kicked out.
Exactly. Did Nakia dance last week?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she did dance. Meanwhile, remember, I think somebody asked us, would we have gone to Candy Apples if given the opportunity? I mean, the thing about going to Candy Apples for us is it still put us in the line of being tortured by Abby, you know?
And I think it might have even been
worse
because we were on an opposite team. At least we had, when we were on her team, I mean, she was mean to us, but we were still a team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't. However, I didn't want to cross that bridge.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So at the bottom, fourth is Lennon. And in the interview, Lennon says, I'm dancing with Candy Apples because I feel like it's a really positive environment, which I liked. Yeah. And then she said, I do want to beat Abby. Oh, I think Lennon goes by they, them, right? I want to just be clear. I'm not 100% sure.
I think so.
All right. So they said, I do want to beat Abby for Kathy. And that's, I mean, it's cute. I have no problem with any of that.
Me either.
So then at the bottom is Jalen. And then in his interview, Jalen's dad, Rick, says, Jalen is 11 years old, a B-boy from Seattle. He's a breakdancer. He's self-taught for the most part. His background is not really strong in choreography, but what he does, he is amazing at. And I wrote, if he's not good at choreography, why is he a competitive dancer?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, I feel like when you compete, like, yes, you want to win in your strongest suit. But I feel like one of the things that was good for our girls is that they got to compete in various styles.
Yeah. They were versatile. You know? Yeah.
And so to me, I'm like, why are you wasting your money competing? He's obviously a B-boy. He's cute. He's little. To me, that is what casting agents are dying for as far as like a commercial opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why wouldn't you be out there working that angle? That just to me makes more sense.
I mean, I'm sure he would do that too, but this opportunity arose. So he took this.
Right. I was looking at it, Kelly, it wasn't Dance Moms, that it was just like, why are you at the dance competition?
Yeah.
And then at the bottom is Mary. And then Gina, who's Mary's mom, says, Mary has won titles in Indiana and Ohio, and I want Mary to have the best possible opportunities in the industry. So Dance Moms it is. And then last is Campbell. And in her interview, this was wild. Are you ready? She says, I'm not here just to be friends with everybody. I'm here because I want to dance. My mom made me for one reason and one reason only.
I couldn't believe that. Yeah, that was crazy.
I was like, my jaw was like this. I had to go like, I was like, did she say an accident?
No.
Did she mean that?
No. Yeah.
Like that was like when Maddie said in season one, if I didn't dance, I would kill myself.
Yeah.
Like, I was really, wow. Do you think her mom's like, I had you only to be a dancer? I conceived you. I got a sperm donor who was a professional dancer. Like, I mean, what is it?
Do you think maybe the producers told her to say that?
I don't know. That's a pretty, to me, that might even be further left field than a producer would think. I don't know. They're pretty sick though sometimes.
Yeah.
Who knows? That was wild.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, oh God. Okay, so now we get the assignments for the week, and there's going to be four dances. And this week's competition is Masters of Dance Art in Columbus. And the group is called So Chic. And Anthony says that the routine is going to be over-the-top characters, the club kids. And then this is really cute. Mary's giggling in her interview, and she's like, I don't know what chic means. I thought that was cute. I actually think Mary looks like she could be one of our dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
The way she dances, I didn't like her solo this year or this week.
Week, yeah.
But she has an Abby girl vibe about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think she, I think she would have fit in with our kids. I truly
do. I do too. Yeah.
Yeah. So then she gives out a duet that's Nikki and Hadley, and it's called Tribal Affair. We're going to talk about this when we get to this dance. Okay. And then she gives out a solo to Jalen. It's called One Last Goodbye, and it is contemporary. And I was like,
how about the name?
Oh, I didn't even think about it. I was too busy going like, you literally just said he does not dance. He doesn't know any type of like technique, and you're going to give him contemporary?
Contemporary, and then name the dance One Last Goodbye. So it's kind of like, see you later.
Yeah.
You're out of here.
I mean, duh, but I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. Isn't it funny how when it's not my kid, I'm not like, let me analyze this. Uh-huh. Okay, so One Last Goodbye. And then in Kathy's interview, she's like, Jalen's forte by far is spitting on his head. I was like, she's copied that from you.
I know.
And then, but I need to see that Jalen is more than just a B-boy. It's time that he step up and be an all-around dancer. And I'm like, but he's not.
He's not. And but I agree with Kathy on that. I mean, there's only so much head spinning you can do.
Yeah.
And like a group dance or whatever.
Remember when they used to spin on their backs? Yeah. Break dancing?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I remember like early 80s. I don't even think I was in kindergarten yet. Do you remember like the time when like the breakdance crews would go around with like a piece of rolled up linoleum?
Yeah.
And spin like they have street performance.
Yeah. But I mean, like Brooke, I mean, her forte was contortion. But so they could put contortion in our group dances, but she could still do what she all the other danced. Kids did.
She didn't just come out and do that trick. And
come off the stage. Yeah.
No. She did the whole thing, if anything, when they had her do contortion or if they had anybody do a featured thing, like Paige doing a press, or whatever, they would always blend back in with the group. Mm-hmm. They didn't just come in and come off.
Yeah.
But they
which
definitely
she can't do.
But it was just, I was like, oh, I do agree with that. And I also think that's hard for Kathy to like always have that in her choreography.
Yeah.
Especially when they're doing like, remember when they did Will Dance for Food or whatever? Yeah. Was he spitting on his head? Was he there?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
But I mean, like if you're doing like a beautiful lyrical number, how do you put in somebody spitting on their head? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't go.
I don't know. That's weird. Although maybe they have him turning in time with the girls turning. I don't know. And then Mary gets a solo, Still I Rise. And in Kathy's interview, she says, I'm still on the fence about Mary. She was sick last week. There was nothing worse than a dancer full of excuses. I still have to trim the fat. I still would like to tighten up my team a bit. Mary and Jalen aren't so safe. Mary was sick.
You know, though, I wonder if, because you know how, like with me, with Brooke, when she wasn't there, they always made it out to be something else.
Yeah.
Like her mom owns a dance studio and stuff and a competition or whatever she owns. So maybe she had something else going on and they just made her say she was sick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're totally right. Okay. So they go into the group rehearsal and Anthony and Kathy and the kids are dancing. And they talk to the kids about the concept for the group dance. And Kathy's like, you guys are club kids. And then Anthony's like, it's all about being who you are, expressing yourself. But side note, I'm going to give you characters just in case you don't want to be who you are. I thought that was funny. Drink for a contradiction. First one. And then Kathy says, this week's going to be so much fun. It's about club kids who like to go out in ostentatious clothes. And they just like to go clubbing. Not only do they have to nail their choreography, but they're also characters. And that has to come across to the judges. Kelly, did you see the costumes? Do you think the judges knew they were characters? I mean, I was like, wow. Whoever was doing hair and makeup that week obviously didn't have to do two groups because they really leaned in hard on that.
Mm-hmm.
So then Anthony has everybody improv for the music for the group dance, starting with Jalen. So now we're in the viewing room and I have to tell you, I was looking down, making a note and I heard somebody talk and I was like, wow, I never hear Gianna talk. And cause I heard somebody say they're testing our kids. And then I like had a record scratch moment because I was like, wait, we're not in this episode. If you close your eyes, Yvette, not all the time. But she sounds exactly like Gianna sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I thought it was Gianna, and I was like, but not the entire time she talks. There are certain things that she says that she sounds identical to Gia. And I was like, because I was like,
yeah, I'll have to pay attention to that.
Yeah. So
I had a hard time paying attention very close to this episode.
I did too.
Because it wasn't us.
Here's my problem. And I think that this is, I don't know if it's the producers. I don't know if it's because at this point, everybody was fans of the show. So they all had watched it. It's everybody is trying to play a role of one of us instead of just being themselves. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like somebody handed them my script, which we didn't have a script, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a script and was like, okay, you're the Christy, you're the Kelly, you're the Holly, and fill in this.
But face. Like, I also have a hard time commenting on things because at least when we comment, when it's our studio, so we experienced it so we can like talk about it. Like, I don't know what actually happened in them situations. So it's very hard to like comment.
Yeah. Well, I think though, when we start getting into this, when we're gone, you know, like season 5, 6, I think we're going to have to do, I mean, we'll obviously have a point of reference because we know the people, we know how they work. Yeah. But I also think we're just going to have to watch it like a fan.
Yeah.
You know, like watch it and be like, well, can you believe she said that?
Yeah.
What an idiot. Yeah, I agree with that. I did have a hard time paying attention too, because I also thought that some of the arguments fell a little flat. Because when we argue, we're like passionate about it, which is again why I think Dance Moms works.
Yeah.
So Gina says, I'm not making an excuse, but there's something to be said when a dancer doesn't typically dance in bare feet. Apparently something had happened with Mary in bare feet the week before that we didn't know about, because she brought that up. And I was like, what is she talking about? But it makes sense if like Mary was punished for that, because she said Mary was given a bad rap. And I think she got a lot of shit for nothing.
Well, it does make a big difference dancing in your bare feet than dancing in shoes. I always say that because in Brooke's solos, she always was barefoot because she always did gymnastics and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely harder to turn and stuff in bare feet than if you wore shoes.
Absolutely.
Like you and Maddie and Chloe wore shoes because
they did turned.
More turns and not tricks.
Right. Oh yeah. Because in those suede bottom shoes, trying to do the acro,
you couldn't do tricks. Yeah. So Paige always didn't wear shoes either.
Oh yeah. Well, and that's why, honest to God, when our kids were little and they would go get pedicures, they would, I mean, I remember Chloe like losing her mind. She's like, leave my calluses, because they would work hard to build up their calluses, because if they had to dance in bare feet, calluses are what allowed them to help turn and stuff, which sounds gross, but it's true.
Yeah.
Sorry. But obviously something had happened with Mary in bare feet. And I would like to point out that Gina was channeling her inner Jill this episode, because she stole Jill's poof. And the moms really showed up with a lot of makeup on. Like they were done.
Well, I told you about Kathy's makeup last week. Like her makeup was definitely like Abby's with that glittery eyeshadow. They definitely took our makeup artists that did Abby and stuff and took them there for last 2 weeks.
Kathy at competition, because I have a whole thing about her makeup at competition this week.
Yeah.
It is wild.
Yeah.
It is literally wild. So we'll get there. And then Rick and Gina start like talking a little bit about how they're, which kid's going to be asked to leave because they're competing head to head. And then Rick's like, Jalen's going to beat Mary hands down without a doubt. And I was like, in contemporary? He just said he can't do contemporary. And Gina's like, knock it off. And he goes, don't hate it. But like, to me, that just kind of fell flat, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Well, it's kind of like a useless argument.
Yeah. It's
to me. I don't know. Yeah.
It was really stupid. So now Jalen's in his solo rehearsal and he's doing One Last Goodbye. It's Anthony, Kathy, and Jalen. And Kathy says, we want to keep you on the team, Jalen, but we need to see that you are growing every single week. And I give Kathy a lot of credit, because at least she is positive and not threatening.
Yeah.
And she goes, the fact that Jalen just knows how to do hip hop and has no formal technique, I can't let that ruin the group dances. So totally agree.
But I do too.
How about a technique class first before a contemporary solo?
Yeah.
That might make sense.
A couple technique classes might be helpful. Yes.
Cart before the horse, anyone? Like, no, go out and do this solo. So now Anthony's working with Jalen. And then in his interview, he says that he and Kathy want Jalen to do a triple pirouette in his solo this week. Okay. If you, yes, go
a
ahead.
Triple. Okay. Yes. Like a triple.
Yes.
Like at least have him do a single or a double. Like
exactly.
Really? A triple?
And his reasoning is if you can do three spins on your head, you can do it on one foot. He's never practiced, Anthony.
Exactly. Like, come on, give him a break. Yeah.
Yes. And then he's like, it's important for Jalen to be able to understand his ability. If Jalen doesn't hit that triple pirouette, I'm afraid we're going to have to cut him. Do we think some production person came up with this? Because this was really stupid.
Mm-hmm. They always came up with the stupid stuff.
This is just a dumb thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the viewing room, Donna is talking about that the rehearsal is going to run late because they are literally needing to teach Jalen every fingertip, every move, because he doesn't dance like this. So it's taking up a lot of time. So Rick goes in the dance studio to record the routine. And then in his interview, he says, I actually thought this was funny. One of the hardest things about being the only man in the kiss and cry room, that's an amazing thing to call it, is that women have to understand we express ourselves differently. Okay. Keep this in mind for a few minutes later.
Yeah.
And then Gina's like, Jalen needs the extra coaching because he's not a contemporary dancer, but Mary is. But then she's like, Mary is being set up to fail because she's not getting the rehearsal time that Anthony that she needs. And I was like, Gina, have you watched the show? And so she goes into the dance studio with Mary. Jalen's rehearsing and Mary starts stretching. And then she says, if a parent busted in on my rehearsal, they'd be looking for a new dance studio. So then Gina interrupts Jalen's solo to ask Anthony to start working with Mary. And then I have these out of order.
Now that mom doesn't own a studio, right?
No.
Okay.
No, she
just owns, when she said that, like if a parent walked into my dance
said that,
studio.
Donna. Oh no, she does. Isn't Donna Nikki's mom?
I don't know.
I think so. Wait, is really? Donna Nikki's mom? I'm almost certain of it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yes, that is Nikki's mom. I think she does own a studio.
Yeah, Donna is Nikki's mom.
Yes, I'm almost positive she does own a studio.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now, I just want to make sure I have these in order because I printed them front and back. Is that the end of the scene?
I don't have it printed.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. So up next, though, we cut to Kathy's house and we do see a horse and buggy. So.
Oh, my. Of
course. Bitches.
We were just in Ohio and I didn't see any horse and buggies.
I didn't. And there was nothing around there either. So we should have seen a horse and buggy. But Kelly, I have to say, this scene is reality TV gold. I could watch a 24-hour live stream of the shit that Kathy and Vivi talk about, like the Truman Show. I don't care who thinks it's weird. I would watch it. I would be riveted. Okay.
Yeah.
Riveted. Because Kathy enters the living room with Vivi and tells her they're going to catalog her bunnies.
They're rabbits. Yeah. Bunnies. Yeah.
Catalog. This is the best part. This is something Kathy's wanted to do for a while.
Who catalogs their bunnies?
I have no fucking idea. Because she wants to see how many she has and if she needs more. Well, I can tell you just at a quick glance, you don't.
You don't need anymore.
You
for
don't
sure.
need them.
But did you notice whenever the parents are in the viewing room at the studio, there's a bunny on the table there. So not only are they at our house. Yes. Look at the table in the viewing room and there is a bunny on that table too.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, Vivi is totally on theme because she's wearing a bunny t-shirt. Okay. And then Kathy, go ahead.
This is why I want to have Vivi on because I want to ask Vivi what her thoughts were like in a moment like this.
Yeah.
Like Vivi, what were you thinking when they told you to catalog your mom's bunnies?
And that Kathy goes, we'll have fun. This is something we can do together. You know what they say? We're a hoppy family. And Vivi wants to kill herself.
Oh my God.
I'm certain of it.
I definitely would.
So Kathy then tells us sometimes stepping away is what I need. So I'm going to do my two favorite things. I'm going to spend time with my adorable Vivi. And I'm going to catalog my bunnies. I can tell you, I could make a list of 5,000 things that I like to do, and cataloging anything is not part of it.
It's not on the list. No.
I don't even quite know how you catalog. How do you go about cataloging something? Do you just write it down?
I guess.
Do you alphabetize it? Do you have a cross-reference? Is there like, is it
maybe
like
put
a
them
list
in
of
categories? I don't know.
Right. But could one bunny fall into a few categories? Like boy bunny wearing a hat. Is it in hat bunnies and boy bunnies?
Ah, shoot me.
It's just wild. But then I actually started, I busted out. And I don't bust out very often on Dance Moms. I'm usually more in shock, but I actually busted out laughing. Because Kathy points to a bunny that's wearing a coat and holding a pipe, smoking a pipe. And she goes,
oh, this was hysterical.
This by far would be Jill because this is a manly bunny. I was dying. This is a manly bunny. And I'll bet you on her days off that she smokes a pipe. This is a manly bunny.
But I can't believe some of the things Kathy says.
I know.
Like, but people say me and you were rude.
Oh my God.
We never said things like that about people.
It's a manly bunny. Kelly, I literally am screaming. It's a manly. Should this episode be called a manly bunny? I'm going to write that down. It's a manly bunny. That is wild. And Kathy does say really like insane things. And then the next thing she knows, she's in the kitchen and Kathy shows a bunny that's wearing a chef's coat and with a bunch of carrots. And he goes, this bunny right there, that would be Abby on the run with armloads full of food. I would watch a 24-hour live stream of Kathy and Bibby. I'm telling you.
It's but insane. The fact that we're on a dance show, we're cataloging bunnies, is just like pathetic. Like they had nothing else to come up with.
I know.
Like me and you would be stabbing somebody at this moment.
Yeah, we would be stabbing someone.
Yeah, they would have me and you like out in the parking lot stabbing each other instead of, and they're in there cataloging bunnies.
Uh-huh. I still love when we were on the subway and you saw a train come up with the word Jamaica.
Jamaica.
You go, I want to go on the train to Jamaica.
I know. I do.
We were, oh God, we were dying.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Nothing gives me negative confidence like wearing the perfect outfit. You know, when you walk into a place and you just feel confident because you have, like, you know you look good.
Yeah. Yeah. You used to say that all the time about costumes. You're like, oh, it's like wearing the best outfit.
Yeah.
I agree. But a very close second would be Lumi whole body deodorant. Because unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour
odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yes, Kelly, even your privates. Because in fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. So we have a special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code BAR at LumiDeodorant.com. Now, I can tell you, when I was in New Orleans renovating my house, it is hot in New Orleans. And I love Lumi because it helped to keep all of my parts smelling fabulous, if not inoffensive.
I think my favorite is the body wash.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
So humid here. Like, I just feel like that my whole body is covered.
I would agree with that. I would agree. So whole body deodorant. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. You can use it on your pits, your under boobs, your thigh folds, your belly buttons, your butt crack, your personal vaginal areas, we'll say, and your feet.
It's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Because unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant.
It's baking soda free and paraben free.
It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut.
So Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash, like you said, and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer to our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter kit with code BARRE, that's BAR, at LumiDeodorant.com. That's equivalent to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code BAR, BARRE.
You guys are going to love it. All right, so now we're back. We're still in Canton, and it's 3 days to competition, and Mary is rehearsing her solo, Still I Rise, and Anthony says he has to give us his resume. He's worked with Beyonce, Rihanna, Destiny's Child, Mary J. Blige, Katy Perry, and he goes, I have the experience, I have the knowledge, and I know what it takes to make a star. Were you choreographing or were you a dancer? Because if you were a dancer...
Yeah, I don't know which one he was. I don't know. But the fact that he has to, like, go on and say that... I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, like that would be like our kids coming on and being like, oh, I am Miss EA, Miss On Stage. Like,
well, you know what they say. Like, if you have to give up, well, nobody says this except me. If you have to give somebody your list, like you're trying to impress somebody.
That's what I'm saying.
You're trying to validate yourself, Anthony.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he validated himself. And then he says to Mary, I expect you to rise to the occasion, Mary. I want you to capitalize on your strengths because you could be a great dancer here, but if you don't step it up, I'm afraid you're going to be shipped out of here. And then in her interview, Gina's like, I think Mary's nervous about working with Anthony. And I was like, she's right. Yeah, he's scary.
He is scary.
I think he's scary.
I think he is too.
And then Anthony's like, Mary's underperforming because she's not believing in herself. It's not going to be easy, but she needs to be pushed. Well, maybe she isn't the kind of kid who needs to be like, pushed. Maybe she needs a little support and encouragement.
Like what we say about our kids. Like, yeah. Maybe that's not how she thrives in learning.
Well, clearly, because it goes on that Anthony's like being pretty harsh on her and she begins to cry. And then she's like, I can't breathe. So Gina rushes in the studio. She says she's having an asthma attack. And this is just completely my opinion. I am not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV. I think that Mary was having an anxiety attack.
Oh, absolutely. That's what happened to Paige, remember?
Yes.
Like she couldn't breathe or whatever. Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, she's having an asthma attack, which is fine. You can say that. But it was like, it wasn't on the back of a giant, like,
section of dance, it was when she was getting yelled at. So to mm-hmm. me, that reads like an anxiety attack. And you know what? I wouldn't blame her one bit if she was having an anxiety attack.
I wouldn't either. And she's not used to that. Like, she's just new to the show and new to being this kind of treatment.
Yes. And I think I clocked that a few times through this episode with all of the kids as it starts being obvious that everybody is having a really hard time. And I'm like, well, look at that, you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody's having a hard time. It's not just our kids. Like, this is a really hard environment. And actually, I think our kids do an exemplary job of handling it.
Yeah.
And then Gina says, at this point, because of the issue that Mary's had since coming here, I need Kathy in there because she's more of a nurturing soul. Yes, I like that. I do. Kudos to Kathy. I will give Kathy the accolades where she deserves them. And I have to say, Gina and Kathy were friends. So it probably made Gina feel better knowing Kathy was in the room and could protect Mary.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with any of that.
No, me either.
All right. So up next, we are still in Canton. I don't think we saw Farm Animal, but it's 2 days to competition. And Nick and Hadley are rehearsing their duet Tribal Affair, which is contemporary. So then everybody's in the dance studio, all of the kids, and everybody is standing against the wall. They're watching them dance. And Kathy comes in wearing a gray sequined sweatsuit with black sequin slide Uggs. How dare she ever come at me for being a disco ball?
I was going to say she borrowed it from you.
She did not. I did not own that. I had a skeleton sequin shirt. Okay. I did not own the two-piece sequin sweatsuit. Yeah. How dare she ever talk? And this was like Rumpelstiltskin personified, this outfit. She obviously had the flu or slept in.
I don't like disco ball at all.
So no.
This was really over the top for me.
And it was like, it didn't fit well. And then she had on the sequin Ugg slides. I wrote, how dare she? How dare she? The nerve of that woman. The nerve. Yeah. Ugh. So she goes on and she says, after Mary's meltdown, it's clear to me that I've given Anthony too much space. I'm not going to feel like a guest in my own studio. I need to have input and be more hands-on with the dancers.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And then I don't know.
He wanted to take over.
Yes. Yes. Sure. And then this is totally like a line that's just inserted here because it doesn't have anything to do with what she's saying. She goes, Hadley's got to be completely wild and wear headgear that's very, very flamboyant. Like, obviously, we know something's coming up with headpiece because she's talking about two different things in the same interview. And then she starts giving the duet partners advice, like when to breathe. You know, she's like, breathe there, breathe there. And I think it's interesting to point out, if you're not a dancer, that those are moments that at least I know Abby would do with our girls, where she would give them like moments to catch their breath and breathe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, especially if they were turned around to the back of the stage, she'd be like, get a breath here before you go into like a turn sequence or like a trick or the finale, like the ending. So I just thought that was like kind of fun for everybody to see like a little bit of that, because I don't think we talk about it very much.
No.
And then we're in the kiss and cry room, which that's what it will be for me forever.
Kiss and cry room. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And Donna says, I think Kathy might cut somebody today if she doesn't see them perform in the number. And Jalen's dad, Rick, says by the end of the week, they're just going to be gone. They're not going to be here. So they start rehearsing the dance So Chic. And so Anthony starts showing the kids the picture of the artist who's singing the song, Malik So Chic. And then they're like, is Malik So Chic a guy? And he's like, yes, he's a good friend of mine. And he's the biggest fashionista socialite in the New York party scene. He's the star whenever he walks into a room. Now, what do you know about socialites?
You're asking me?
In my opinion, a socialite is, I would have to look it up. I don't know. But like a socialite is somebody who's like, their job is to go to events and parties. I mean, maybe that's his job. I don't know. But I think of a socialite.
I want that job.
Yeah. I think of a socialite as like a Vanderbilt or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know about, oh, speaking of, I wanted to ask you about something. Making a note. I have all kinds of notes for the after party. Okay. Yeah, I just was confused by the word socialite. So maybe I'm just uneducated with it, which, you know, white trash, uneducated, all goes together. Who knows?
Yes.
That white trash. So then out of nowhere, Anthony has to do the boys doing 30 push-ups. And Kathy's like, Anthony wants the kids to do push-ups. If it's for conditioning, I'm okay with it. And then I was like, totally. Our kids do push-ups all the time.
Yeah, but neither one of the times when Anthony's doing it or Abby's doing it, it's not for conditioning. It's for...
No, not on camera. But I'm talking about like when our kids like would warm up. They always push-ups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But when they show it on the show, it's definitely for like a discipline reason.
Yes. Yes. So then Kathy starts giving the boys some direction and Anthony totally interrupts her and tells Lennon to finish her push-ups. And then they start to argue because I think he said, you interrupted me. And she's like, you interrupted me. And he did. He totally interrupted her first. And then she says, you need to mind your P's and Q's. That means to be polite and quiet. And he goes, this rehearsal is my P's and Q's. This is my P and Q. And I'm like, what? Like, that doesn't make sense. You're just making shit up. You're just saying phrases. And Kathy goes, no, I'm sorry. It's not. You think P's and Q's are something you eat. I don't even know what this conversation means. This is a dumb shit.
It is.
And then Anthony's like, you are corny. And she's like, corny? All you're thinking about is food. Is your name Abby Lee?
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, she's quick, but she is corny. So he ignores her. And then he says that she hired him because of his resume, so she needs to let him work. I'm pretty sure that she didn't hire him.
Well, he's related to Jimmy Chris.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's related to Jimmy Chris.
I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I hate the guy. Yeah.
I did not know that. Well, was Jimmy embarrassed then when he was mean to Paige? Because Jimmy and you were close, like friends.
No. And Jimmy has reposted that scene like just recently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
How would he feel if that were his daughter? Because his daughter was like,
I texted him and asked him that.
And what did he say? Did he answer?
He didn't mean to offend me or Paige, but yeah.
Well, it's pretty offensive.
Exactly. I said, would your daughter like that to be reposted?
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay. So now Kathy left the room and Anthony tells the kids, my passion is to get you guys looking the way that I want you to look. I'm going to go about it in the way that I want it. Now give me 20 push-ups. So Jalen comes to the middle of the room and he's frustrated and he starts crying and he points out that they're doing push-ups for no reason. And Campbell's also crying. And Anthony's like, so what? And then I was shocked because I guess I just am not used to children speaking on Dance Moms. And Jalen's like, because I don't want to do push-ups for no reason. And Anthony, arguing with like an 11-year-old, is like, it's all about strength. I feel that if we have one weak member, you're all weak. And so he's arguing with him. And then Rick storms in the studio, demands to know why Anthony's only asking like the boys to do it.
Why aren't the girls? Yeah.
And then Anthony's like, girls don't do push-ups because he doesn't want them to do push-ups. And I was like, well, we did them.
Yeah.
We did them all the time. And then he says, Rick has absolutely no idea what he's talking about. The girls are not doing push-ups because, oh, this is Anthony's interview. He goes, they need soft and dainty arms. I'm not going to have any girls looking like He-Man. Okay. And then Rick storms out of the dance studio and he slams the door on his way out. And in the hallway, Jalen's crying. So Rick comforts him. And Rick is like, hey, you were looking out for yourself. I didn't bring you here for this. I know you want to be here and do what you can for the team, but I can't let somebody treat you in that manner. So then we see Rick's interview. I swear to God, they just took the same music they use when I cry about my mom and they slapped it on the background because he's like, I grew up without a dad. I didn't have someone to support me. I didn't have anyone to protect me. I didn't have that figure there to tell me no matter what happens, I'm going to protect you, which I get. I mean, because I obviously have mommy issues, but it's so funny because he literally had just said like three scenes ago that women handle emotions differently than men. Well, and he's not all about the kids in crime room.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's crying, which I'm not mocking him. I'm just drinking for a contradiction.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. But I will say that's my sad music.
They stole it from you.
They stole my sad music. Okay. So now we have one day to competition and everybody is arriving and we're in the kiss and cry room. And we notice that Rick and Jaylen are missing. But here's the funniest part is everybody's like, ooh, they're so unpredictable. I have no idea where he is. He's supposed to be there. He must need a cooling off period. Doesn't he walk in 3 seconds later? Like they still have their coats on.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, where is he? Well, maybe he like got a stop sign or a stoplight that you didn't get. But everyone's like, wow, he's not here. And if that's like, well, this would be unacceptable. And I'm like, what in God's name are you talking about? Like he literally
walked in. Give him a second. Yeah.
Yeah. So then Gina says, Rick does not come off as respectful as, oh, he does come off as disrespectful sometimes. I would love it if he would take it back a notch. She's so reasonable. How dare her be on the show? Mm-hmm. This is a place for unhinged maniacs.
Like us.
Yes. Like, how dare you try to come here and be all rational and reasonable? Duh. So Kathy walks in and she lets the other parents know that she's going to make the best of the situation and she needs to talk to Anthony and it's not going to be easy because he has obviously helped to establish the whole new candy apple. I'd like to see a breakdown of what entails a whole new candy apple. Could you give me a diagram? But what does it matter if he's chasing kids away? I mean, he's not the boss, you know? So then in the dance studio, these two start talking and Kathy says, every time we work together, there's a situation where you hurt my feelings. I feel like there should be a line that neither one of us cross. I don't think that you're here to give these kids discipline. And he's like, dance is discipline. I think dance is a discipline. And I think you need to be disciplined to dance. I don't think dance is necessarily discipline.
That you need to discipline to do it, to teach it.
Yes. I don't think you need to be harsh.
Yes.
I don't.
But there's a difference between harsh, regular discipline and harsh discipline. There's definitely a difference.
Yes. And I think he crosses the line. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
And that, but he says, Kathy's biggest weakness is babying them. I think she's kind to them. I don't know if it's babying them. We fight a lot because she's always in my face and people have to respect me in my space when I'm at the studio. It's the only thing that I require. And I wrote a note because I wrote, you know, what's interesting is Anthony and Abby have very similar styles because neither of them are parents, where Kathy mm-hmm. comes at it differently because she's mm-hmm. a parent.
But like, also think about it though, like with Abby and Gianna. Abby's the owner of the studio and Gianna choreographed a lot of our stuff, but Gianna really never had the say so.
No.
So, and Gianna's been with Abby since she was a little girl.
Yeah.
So Anthony just came into Kathy's studio. So why would he get authority? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, why does he expect authority?
You're absolutely right, Cal. Like for sure. So yeah. I never thought about it that way, but you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like totally he walks right. in and just thinks he should take over where it's like, why do you think that?
Yeah. Why, what gives you that right? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're totally right. Okay. Good call. Because you would think that Abby would give Gianna.
But Abby always had the final say so in whatever.
God, Gianna certainly wasn't going to argue.
No.
No, because you kind of respect that that's what it is.
It's your studio and it's your name. Yeah.
Yep. And so Kathy said, I don't want to walk out of here and feel like I'm less than. You've called me a joke. And she starts crying. And I feel bad for Kathy because I get it. It's just like when we're like, you're saying this about our kids on TV or you're calling me white trash or you're saying this, whatever people hear over and over and over and over, they believe.
We say that every week. Yeah.
Yes. And so I feel badly for Kathy. I truly do.
Yeah.
And then in her interview, Allie, who's Campbell's mom, says she's not comfortable with the fact that Anthony screams and swears at Kathy. And I think she's totally right. It totally undermines Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anthony says he doesn't think Kathy is a joke. But they start fighting like married people. And then like the music takes a super comedic turn. It's like, and Kathy's like, you start it. Then I have to finish it. But you won't finish it because I'm that vindictive. And then Kathy's like, then let me have the last word right now. And he's like, you got it, Kathy. And she's like, no, that wasn't the last word. And they sit there and they're like,
says something, right? So she has the last word in. Yeah. Yep. That was hysterical.
Yep. So then they hug it out. And she says, I like having Anthony at my studio, but she doesn't like that he causes so many frequent arguments. And I'm like, and you're stuck because you're stuck. So sorry about that. You're stuck. Okay. So now we're at Abby's ultimate, and Abby and Maddie are going through the stage blocking her solo. Oh my God. I have to say this. Okay. Can we please drink for the LA traffic? That traffic gives me the most anxiety. Have you ever driven there?
Mm-hmm.
It is awful.
Uh-huh. When Abby makes the comment that, you know, these kids have been dancing there and this is Maddie's first time dancing.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I wrote, she's saying that so there can be a huge victory.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, like, it's a stage. It's no different than dancing on any other stage.
Exactly.
Like that Maddie's on every single freaking weekend. It's the same thing.
Yep. Yep. But that's Abby wanting.
Again, she said that to put that in people's minds. Yeah. Like she's going to do amazing because she's never been on the stage. And yeah.
Uh-huh. So yeah, she's saying that. And then Abby's interview, she's like, the other contestants on AUDC have been here for weeks, but Maddie's walking in cold. Therefore, Maddie has no idea where the cameras are going to be, what angles they're going to hit, or how slippery the floor is. This tech rehearsal is going to be rough, and Maddie needs to pay close attention so she always hits her marks. Okay, first of all.
But she's been doing that for 3 seasons on Dance Moms.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so first of all, Abby's wearing a headband, Drake. Second of all, I need to know if Abby and Maddie called each other and said, I am wearing fluorescent green. Can you wear it too? So let's drink because we coordinated. I swear to God, they were like, okay, can we coordinate? I'm going to wear fluorescent. You wear fluorescent. I'm going to wear fluorescent rhinestone crap. And then I will reflect it onto you as you're dancing like a spotlight.
I know. I can't remember, but she had like a blue rhinestone ring on. Like her rhinestone didn't match her outfit for some reason today.
Oh.
Did you notice that?
I think that's what I saw. That is something that would have stood out to me.
I think that's her ring was blue.
Was she?
That's if my
you know
mind,
what? Hold on. I think the stitching in her shirt was blue and fluorescent.
Okay, because her ring was blue.
That tracks. Okay, don't, Kelly, please do not throw me for such a loop. There has to be a stitching or thread somewhere that is the same color. Okay,
no, I'm assuming.
Yes. All right. Oh my God. I just had a heart palpitation. Thanks. How dare Abby not match? So then we see that Abby's saying when the show airs, we want her performance to be flawless. Come on, Maddie, no pressure. Kathy's kids, they're not really her kids. She didn't train them. So it's all about Maddie. One does not have anything to do with the other. She just wants to keep harping on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not really her kids. She didn't train them. So it's all about Maddie. So I'm not really too concerned about Kathy. And that's the last time I'm saying her name.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that
just like she wouldn't say our names.
I know.
But we were supposed to say hers every chance.
Oh, yeah. Got. No, we were supposed to say the Abby Lee Dance Company and wear her fucking ugly clothes on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And have our kids be their billboards. I'll just never forget you and I sitting in the den and her walking in and with a bag of ALDC clothes, handing them out. And I think this comes up in season 4 and we're like, our kids are not wearing those. They're not your billboard.
But it makes us sound like we're petty and ridiculous, but that's how she was. So it was kind of like, that's what you do to us. So we're not going to do that for you. You know,
if you had been, it wasn't even like it was like you're going to wear these because I say so. And we're like, no, we're not. Yeah. We're not wearing them. And they're not your billboards. You know, like it just got so ugly. And we would sit there. And this is another thing when the 5 of us would be like, we're not wearing them. And the 3 of them would put them on their kids. And then the 2 of us would be like, nope. And who do you think she picked on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. All right, so now we're back in Canton, Ohio, and it's still just one day to competition, and Mary is rehearsing her solo, Still I Rise. Everybody is watching, and Anthony tells us this is an important rehearsal because it will determine if Mary stays on the team. So Gina and Allie notice that Mary seems more comfortable with Anthony that day. And Gina's shirt is wild. Literally, it's a wild print. It's like, it's fluorescent. This must be fluorescent week.
Yeah.
It's fluorescent green zebra stripes.
Oh, I do remember it. Ew, yeah.
I was like, this is, and I she was had not bright crazy about purple that. Lipstick on. And she goes, Anthony seems to be showing Mary his softer side today. And then Gina's like, I hate the music for this routine because it's so corny. But do you see the other mama sitting there sewing a costume? She's trying to be us.
Yeah.
That was you. Yeah. You were always doing something.
I was always sewing something. Yeah. Ugh.
Yep. So then in the studio, Anthony tells Mary, like, she's good. She has good technique. And he's confident that she can perform the solo. And Rick says that Gina keeps taking issue with every aspect of Mary's solo, almost as if she's setting up multiple excuses to use in case Mary doesn't win. And I'm like, well, won't you have excuses too?
Exactly.
And then Allie says to Rick and Gina that the proof is in the pudding and that tomorrow will speak volumes, which, it you know, whatever, it does. Mm-hmm. So now we're at the day of the competition, and it's funny because the candy apple parents and kids arrived, and then Kathy, Anthony, and Vivi. And then she says, even after being together for 2 weeks, the team still isn't coming together the way that she would like it to. It's 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's two.
Like, our kids have been dancing together for how long?
Since they were 2 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Kathy says, anybody who doesn't do well today gets to take it home and take care of. Oh, no. Hold on. Sorry. So Kathy walks in and she is holding a live rabbit. Who didn't call PETA? I would have called PETA immediately. This is wild.
She wonder if she cataloged that one.
I did. There's only one in that category, Cal. Live. And then she goes, whoever doesn't do well today gets to take it home and take care of all of its poop turds. And I wrote, what the actual fuck? I didn't even write WTF.
But then Campbell wants to take it home. She's like almost begging to take it home. Yeah.
The poop turds. I'm like, who's poop turds? And then she's always honest about being classless. I'm like, you just said the word poop turds on national television. And I said poop turds on our podcast 87 times. Uh-huh. Listen, I don't say those words in real life. Okay. So then in her interview, Kathy's like, I absolutely love bunnies, and people rub a rabbit's foot for good luck. So we've got the whole bunny for our mascot. And all I wrote is, Kathy's eyeshadow is a lot.
It's just like Abby's and her interviews.
It looks that like
metallic looking. Yeah.
Remember that show with Drew Carey? Mm-hmm. The heavy woman in the newsroom with the eyeshadow up to there. Uh-huh. That's what it looked like. Uh-huh. I don't know her name.
But that's everybody's what Abby's looks like in her interview terrible. Every week. Yeah.
And I will be willing to bet that eyeshadow is actually silver, but the lighting and the cameras make it look blue.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Cruella De Vil with that bunny. Oh, stay away from her. That little bunny rabbit. Get away. And then she's like, I would really like the team to be down to 5 members. Can I ask a question? Mm. Why? Why do you only want 5?
Well, because they like an odd number.
Well, they have 7 right now, and we have 7. So why wouldn't you want 7?
Yeah.
Okay. So then they start getting the kids ready. You know, Jalen's nervous. He's the one who has to leave for the team. The kids start getting ready. And all I have to say is those moms have way too much eyelash glue in all of those eyelashes. They're never going to stick. You need a thin beaded line, and then yes. You need to let it dry
less,
a little bit.
Less is more.
Yeah, let it get a little sticky.
Eyelashes, yes.
And then you put it on. Like, there's a lot of glue. And so poor kids are going to be like walking around like this.
Their eye glue together.
Yeah.
They could always use like E6000, like we were going to do to Sophia Lucia.
That was me. Yes.
I know.
So ignoring you. So in her interview, Kathy says, Rick is confident about Jalen spinning on his head, but he's probably pretty nervous about Jalen doing a contemporary piece. Okay. Jalen comes out. And I'm so uncomfortable. I do not think little boys should dance topless.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
It made me feel weird.
And you know what? I didn't like that I could see so many ribs. That's he needed what I'm to saying. Eat a burger.
Yes, it made me feel weird. And you know what? He probably is perfectly nutritioned or nourished or whatever. Yeah. But little kids have a tendency, like I was Skeletor as a child.
Yeah.
Like you so could see.
Paige, yeah.
Yeah. Paige at least had like muscle tone. I was just like I was gross, but I ate all the time. I was mm-hmm. just skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like kids are skinny. Uh-huh. And I think, first of all, I think that dancing, and this is my opinion, I don't think that little boys should be dancing topless. I think that there is an implied sexuality to it. And I think that we should protect our children. And I just mm-hmm. think that it feels a little weird. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. Everybody yeah. can come at me. If that were my son, I would be like, can we put like an open button
a tank
down
top even.
Tank top.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
It just feels odd. I think yeah. he's too young.
Yeah. I agree.
And so Anthony starts helping him do his pirouette and Rick's like, I'm happy that Anthony has faith in Jalen, but are we being set up to fail? But
probably,
didn't he just yell at Mary's mom about saying that? Like you're saying the same thing, but okay. So then Kathy's like, okay, there's only one spot remaining on the team. There's two of you. And then Gina's like, I'm worried about Mary going up against Jalen because once again, Rick is gloating and he's confident. Well, listen, who cares? I could walk around being like, Chloe is going to solve the crisis of national debt. That doesn't mean she's going to do it.
Exactly.
You know? So I thought that was weird. And she's like, I never say I've got in the bag because there's always a chance that you don't. And then Gina's giving Mary some words of encouragement and Mary flips her head around and I almost fell off my chair because of how big the eye rhinestones were.
We never did those rhinestones.
No.
Yeah, that a lot of studios did that all the time. That was one thing we never did.
No, because I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we didn't do it.
Yeah, it was never our thing.
Mm-mm. So in the competition theater, Mary performs her solo Still I Rise. And I do not think that costume matches the music in the least.
No.
It's a very lyrical and this music is very cowboy.
Yeah. It was probably just a costume from the past.
Yeah. Or maybe they put the music over.
Yeah.
You know, like dubbed a different song.
They probably
song.
Did because we did always did yeah. that.
I didn't like it. I mean, I thought she did fine, but I was dying because of how many like dance moms, girls moves were in that dance. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the falling, like the fan falling to the hip uh-huh. thing, all of it. Mm-hmm. So apparently Mary forgot part of a step or forgot a step. And so she, you know, improvised a little bit, which her mom's like, it was a smart thing to do, but I don't think Anthony's going to be happy about it. And then Kathy's like, Mary did a great job with her solo. Although there was a portion that she forgot and that's cracking under pressure for me. And I'm like, okay. One thing I have to say though, I feel like they showed a lot of the dances for this episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe because there wasn't a lot of content.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I don't think there was a lot of anything else.
Yeah. But I was like, wow, they're really showing a lot of this dance. So then Jalen performs and this dance was not my favorite.
Not mine either.
At all. I thought it was weird. And so not only is he topless, but this is clearly a dance about like a romantic relationship and he's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I still to this day have a problem with that. Like anytime I'm at a competition and I see somebody doing something that's not age appropriate, although I have to say that might be the most hypocritical thing I've ever said in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, but Kelly, do you think his chair on stage had fucking stoppers? Just a curious question.
I'm sorry. What?
Did you think his chair had fucking stoppers?
They probably used pages. Probably had the stoppers on it already.
I have to say, though, it was a different chair. It was a different chair.
Okay.
So then Mary says, Jalen has a really big chance of winning because he uses a lot of motion. And Jalen's like, I messed up. I didn't do much of the pirouette. I think Kathy will be proud of me because at least I didn't get frustrated. And I did the rest of my routine. And I thought he was very cute in his interview. I do. So in the dressing room, the parents are there. Kathy walks in and she's underwhelmed and she's like, you didn't do the triple pirouette. And then Rick's defending him. And then Kathy's like, well, next time he has to do the triple. If there is a next time. Da, da, da. So then Anthony points out that Mary did well in her turns, but forgot a portion of her solo. And then, you know, Kathy's obviously trying to goad Gina into saying which solo she thinks will win. Gina refuses to like answer. So then Hadley and Nikki start getting ready for their duet. And then they're trying to sew in Hadley's headpiece and she starts crying.
That is a huge headpiece.
It was obnoxious. Yeah.
Like I would have been a little, but I think that was on purpose.
Of course. I think
they wanted something to happen with it to bring some drama to the episode.
Of course, because if we ever did wear a headpiece, okay, not necessarily for Dance Moms, but especially if it was a large headpiece, we would have absolutely practiced in it, especially one of that size. So she starts crying because she's clearly stressed out. And Kathy's like, Hadley is my strongest dancer. I need her to get herself under control and score high with the judges. I don't know what's going to happen with her right now. And Yvette's like, Hadley was nervous with the large headpiece, the largest one she's ever had to dance with, which would prevent her from performing well. And so they're talking about the headpiece, asking if she would be more comfortable without it. And Hadley's like, you know what? I will try to practice with it. And then her mom gives an interview that she's like, you know what? In this circumstance, I just need Hadley to know that she can borrow my strength.
Well, thank you.
I'm like, this show can't be real. It just, I don't believe it's real. So everybody's stressed out. Hadley and Nikki go out. They do their tribal affair dance. And I just need, so they walk off a stage. All the kids, you know, give her a hug. They're so stressed out. And I'm like, see, these kids, like, they're stressed out. This is so hard. But we talk a lot about inappropriate dances on Dance Moms. This dance was very, like, cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's two white kids doing a tribal dance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this feels wrong.
Right.
Don't worry. We're going to do a slave dance in a few episodes. don't worry. Like, we're going to really push the envelope. But I'm just saying. So, yeah, this is wrong. But also, did you notice that they cut the headpiece?
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I did not notice.
Look, go back and look between where she is in the dressing room and where she is on stage. It's much bigger. They cut it more into like a cone. Big, like it looked more like a fan, and now it was more like a point. They left it pretty big, but it's definitely not
as big as it was.
No, not at all. So they clearly cut it. So in the dressing room, they walk in, everyone cheers and congratulates them. Vivi walks in holding the bunny, and I would like a t-shirt with that image on it. And then Kathy's like, everybody needs to get ready for the group. And I wrote, Vivi and the bunny is my new Roman Empire.
The mascot. We never had a mascot.
No, because we weren't stupid.
Oh, wait. We had
Broadway baby.
Stuffed Broadway baby.
On the stage. Doesn't Mackenzie like pet it in an upcoming episode? Doesn't the dog show up stuffed soon?
I don't know.
I don't either. So now we're back in LA for the AUDC taping, and Abby tells us in her interview, it's the grand finale, and right now it's all about Maddie. This routine shows that Maddie truly is a star, and she dances, and she does a beautiful job, and I was dying at the one guy judge in the audience, because he's like, oh!
He was loving it.
He starts crying. He's bawling.
He was feeling it.
Maddie made him feel the feels. Mm-hmm. And Abby tells us in her interview, Maddie's performance gave people chills. It shows I'm making kids better, stronger. Kathy needs to realize she's not in my league. Okay. So back at the dance competition, they're in the dressing room and Anthony's like, we have a surprise for everyone. And I have to say, if you look, Yvette is wearing like geisha shoes. They're they're like this thick with a little strap on the front and they don't fit her feet. It's like she slides.
Ah, I didn't see that.
Go ahead and go back and take a
peek. I will.
Because that might be bottom of the pyramid for me. Okay. And Anthony's like, here comes some fabulosity. And Malik Soshik walks into the dressing room. Everybody's cheering. They're so excited. Anthony's like, this is Malik Soshik. He's a fashionista, a socialite, a party promoter. And Yvette gives us a line that threw me on the floor dead. I'm attracted to Malik. Did you hear her say that?
No. I missed that. And I'm glad I did.
Kelly's face just said it all. She goes, I'm attracted to Malik. And the reason is because he's so confident within himself. Look, I love confidence. JoJo Siwa. I mean, look, Cam's hat off, because this is some wild shit going down. She's clearly confident. Mm-hmm. I'm not attracted to confidence in that way. But hey, more power to you, Yvette. I'm attracted to Malik. So Malik Soshik says, don't mess up because it's my song and I'm going to be watching everyone very, very closely. And they perform Club Kids. So they go out. Oh, the kids are like, we love your song. So now they're out in the audience and they're performing the Club Kids. And Malik is absolutely channeling his inner Jill because he's wearing Animal and dancing in the audience. I thought I was watching Jill. He's yeah. like up out of his seat. He's like
dancing away.
Like, Jill versus, and I have to say, I like this dance. I thought it was fun.
Uh-huh.
It was really entertaining. I loved the fucking umbrella. It was great. Uh-huh. And we end with a death drop, of course. So then it's the awards. Hadley and Nick B plays first with their duets. And then Kathy says, Jalen and Mary have been dancing head to head all week long. There's been an awful lot of talk about amongst the parents about who's better. And we're about to find out. Jalen gets 9th. Mary gets 8th. Mary clearly wants to vomit on the stage when you see her face. And Kathy says, I'm not particularly happy with either Mary or Jalen's placement. Quite frankly, they should have taken it upon themselves to work even harder to get a higher placement. Or they could have changed the judges' score. I mean, we're known to do that. I mean, we could have done it.
Yeah.
And then the Candy Apples places 2nd in the junior small group. And Kathy's like, I don't know that I'm completely disappointed with 2nd place. Sure, I like to be a winner, but there's always going to be other teams who deserve 1st place. And I wrote, because she's a normal human.
Exactly. And that's normal thinking.
Yep. And then in the dressing room, the kids come in and cheer. But did you notice all of their wild makeup's off? They washed off all their wild makeup. Yeah, our kids would have had to come in that.
Uh-huh.
And then Kathy gives a compliment to the studio who beat them. She says they were very versatile, that they need to work towards being not average. And Anthony's like, we may not have went home with the top overall, but they're definitely going to remember our names today. Everybody agrees. They're clapping. And Kathy's like, we did great with the duo trio. That can't be taken away. They were A-listers on that. And everybody gathers up their belongings to leave. And Kathy and her Pharaoh Egyptian necklace and Anthony are left. And Kathy says, I really hope that between Jalen and Mary, we would have seen a clear-cut winner. And I have to cut someone. But what stinks is it appears that my choreographer, who I've been investing a lot in, could be my biggest problem. Is Anthony the apple that's going to get cut? Ugh. And then she says to Anthony, he needs to control himself better. That would make me happy. Yeah. And then she says, Anthony, not only do I want them to do a lot of soul searching, I want you to do some soul searching too. So Kathy walks out before Anthony can respond. And Kathy says, I've invested time, money, and my reputation in Anthony. With the money I've invested in Anthony, I could buy some designer handbags. You know, is it a new choreography or a new Louis? Does she need a little one?
My, it's fitting her big one.
Yeah. And Anthony's like, I'm going to be fine regardless. So anyway, how many drinks did you need to get through this?
None.
Me neither. It was a sober episode.
I know. I love it. Last week was sober too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then
we're good. We're sober.
We're good girls. Pyramid. I have to go with those clogs for bottom of the pyramid.
I don't know. I think I'm going with the sequin jogging suit.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes. Actually, never mind.
Yeah. And the slide Uggs.
We didn't have any misdemeanors or felonies. We weren't in it.
No, we were good.
What was your favorite quote from the episode?
I had a couple. I had my mom made me for one reason only from Campbell.
I can't.
And when Rick said about the kiss and cry room.
That was funny.
And when Kathy said about the manly bunny smoking a pipe.
That's a manly bunny. Absolutely dead. I can't even. Favorite dance?
Group?
Yeah, I like the group too. And we don't have a pyramid prediction because it's not us.
Yeah.
So, yay. But next week, it is Dance Moms Chatter, which is,
kind of like our reunion kind of thing, right?
Kind of, but we're
more it's not an episode, regular
we're
episode.
We're more drinky.
Drinky. This is where you're falling off your chair, right?
Yes. Kelly, they bought us a bottle of vodka that was as big as my face. Mm-hmm. It was as big as my torso.
Yeah.
And we drank it, you and I. Because, to be fair, we were on set for like 18 hours. But
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to head over to the after party. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to join us, go to patreon.com/backtothebar and we will catch you on the dark side. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Bar.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
And check out our YouTube channel, Back to the Bar, if you want to watch the episodes. The channel is linked in our show notes.
And if you want to join our weekly after party,
where we dish even more dirt,
like naked pizza, Kel. Subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/backtothebar. See you next time.
See you next time.
Baby, I just wanna dance.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.